Trotting toward them were a dozen of the most bizarre creatures Harry had ever seen. They had the bodies, hind legs and tails of horses, but the front legs, wings and heads of what seemed to be giant eagles, with cruel steel-coloured beaks and large, brilliantly orange eyes. The talons on their front legs were half a foot long and deadly-looking. Each of the beasts had a thick leather collar around its neck, which was attached to a long chain, and the ends of all of these were held in the vast hands of Hagrid, who came jogging into the paddock behind the creatures. "Gee up there!" he roared, shaking the chains and urging the creatures toward the fence where the class stood. Everyone drew back slightly as Hagrid reached them and tethered the creatures to the fence.
"Hippogriffs!"
Hagrid roared happily, waving a hand at them.
"Beautiful, aren't they?"
Harry could sort of see what Hagrid meant. Once you got over the first shock of seeing something that was half horse, half bird, you started to appreciate the hippogriff's gleaming coats, changing smoothly from feather to hair, each of them a different colour, stormy grey, bronze, pinkish roan, gleaming chestnut, and inky black.
"So," said Hagrid, rubbing his hands together and beaming around, "if you want to come a bit nearer."
No one seemed to want to. Harry, Ron, and Hermione, however, approached the fence cautiously.
"Now, first thing you got to know about hippogriffs is they're proud," said Hagrid. "Easily offended, hippogriffs are. Don't never insult one, 'cause it might be the last thing you do."
Malfoy, Crabbe and Goyle weren't listening. They were talking in an undertone, and Harry had a nasty feeling they were plotting how best to disrupt the lesson.
"You always wait for the hippogriff to make the first move," Hagrid continued. "It's polite, see? You walk toward him, and you bow, and you wait. And if he bows back, you're allowed to touch him. If he doesn't bow, then get away from him sharpish, 'cause those talons hurt. Right, who wants to go first?"
Most of the class backed farther away in answer. Even Harry, Ron and Hermione had misgivings. The hippogriffs were tossing their fierce heads and flexing their powerful wings. They didn't seem to like being tethered like this.
"No one?"
said Hagrid with a pleading look.
"I'll do it," said Harry.
There was an intake of breath from behind him, and both Lavender and Parvati whispered,
"Oh, no, Harry, remember your tea leaves."
Harry ignored them. He climbed over the paddock fence.
"Good man, Harry," roared Hagrid. "Right then, let's see how you get on with Buckbeak."